Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody, and welcome again today to Rateloid, a Vocaloid ranking and review podcast. I am your host, Jonathan, and joining me today is my favorite filthy McNasty rowdy boy, Harper.
Hello.
How are we doing today, Harper?
I'm doing pretty dang
good. You doing
groovy.
Pretty good?
Thank you for asking. I'm feeling like a little, like a groovy little friend.
A groovy,
you know?
Little, yeah, rowdy little
in your
friend.
Pocket. I'll dance to like whatever music you got jamming on your MP3.
Oh, I like it. It's like a little desktop buddy.
I'm like, you know those little things that gave you viruses on your laptop, but you still had them?
Yeah, they
were. I'm one of those.
Yeah, the one that your parents insisted definitely weren't a virus, and it was in fact your games that were destroying the computer.
See, my parents didn't know I had them, so.
Oh, well, there you go. I appreciate it. It's a tactic. Welcome to Rateloid. We're a great podcast. Everyone should give us 5 stars.
Yes, actually, please do rate
please
and review us.
Yeah.
I've heard that's good for podcasts, yeah. And since we are a podcast.
It's good. It's good. Feel free to send us critiques, anything like that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start off today's episode by plugging some of our socials.
Ooh, before we forget.
Yeah, because we will forget. Harper, what's our Tumblr?
Our Tumblr is, yes, it's rate-a-lloyd.tumblr.com, no capitals.
And our Twitter is, I know, is at Lloyd Rate.
And I think there's a capital L and a capital R there.
Perfect. And just while we're at it, if any of you want to follow me on Twitter and see me occasionally retweet stupid things, you can follow me at Pirate Killjoy.
And you can follow me at Harps Monty, where I talk about how sad some Furbies look.
Yeah, there's some sad Furbies.
There's some sad looking old Furbies. They're like old cats, you know?
Yeah.
You know those old cats that either look grumpy or sad? Furbies are like that when they're old.
If you're cold, they're cold. Let them in.
Just see a horde of like Furbies shuffling in through the door on a cold Christmas night.
You know that picture of raccoons? They're all outside and there's just like all the lights trying to go up their eyes. That, but Furbies.
Oh, yes.
Different kinds of Furbies as well. Like the spider Furby in there.
See, that's not an official Furby. That is a customized Furby.
What about Shelbies?
Now they are official, and that's a problem.
Shelbies are a lot. Well, in fact, they're not a lot is the thing. They're just a squashed Furby, which makes them more somehow.
They're a squashed, like, dehydrated Furby.
Jesus, you're right. Don't like it. It's a lot to just process. Why would they do that?
Because they can. Like, no one stopped them is the issue. No one said, hey, guys, do you really want to dehydrate this fucking gremlin?
But they did it anyway.
They did it anyway.
It's like a snail Furby? Clamby? Clam Furby?
It's called Shelby.
Okay.
And it is a clam Furby.
So it's sort of like...
Snails are not clams.
I realize that now. Now, hear me out.
Yeah.
If you were to make a food product...
Yeah.
...based on a Shelby...
Yeah.
...would you maybe combine it with tomato juice to get Clamato?
I fucking hate you.
That's fair. Folks, I'm stealing this from another podcast, but look at what Clamato is and just feel pain at knowing that someone went, you know what this drink needs? Tomato juice and clam.
It falls into the realm of, I can't believe this exists and people consume it. But hey, I shouldn't judge, but I will because...
Oh, clams. No, I'll judge this. Yeah, 100%.
Clams, man.
Clams.
Are clams even tasty?
I don't know.
Do clams have a taste? I feel like they'd just be sea brine.
I figured salty.
That's what I meant.
I've never looked at clam and gone, I wish I had the juice of this animal.
God, it's just such a juicy animal.
I hate that.
It's so fleshy and writhing with sea juice.
Oh, but please. Please stop hornily describing clams.
Don't you just want to...
So sorry.
Wow, I can't believe we're getting banned from every podcasting network. We're never allowed back ever.
It's so bad.
We deserve it. We deserve it for the crimes that we've done.
Oh, crimes against...
Podcasting.
Podcasting. Oh, my God. I'm jailed for crimes against podcasting.
Yeah. podcast jail. Gay baby cot podcast jail.
There I am.
Oh, Jesus. So, what games have you been playing this week?
I'm so glad you asked. I'm literally obsessed with Slime Rancher because it falls into that beautiful niche of just good farming sims. But this one's with slimes and you can just, because like ever since I pretty much reached my 1,000 hour mark on Stardew Valley.
Valid.
It's just such a good game, guys. I've been craving another game like it. And Slime Rancher, a friend got me onto it, and it's just very good. It's one of those games you can just shut off, and you're just like, now I'm going to harvest some slimes.
How are those cat slimes?
How those cat slimes?
The cat
they're
slimes.
Very good. They're very mischievous. They keep breaking out of their pen no matter how high I build the walls, and they keep trying to get to the chimkins.
I want to munch on those chickens.
God, dude, that's the only food they eat.
Chicken. To be fair, chimkin's the only food that you need in your life.
That's true. Chimkin.
I do want fried chicken right now.
Yeah, actually.
I always want fried chicken.
That's so valid.
That's my secret.
That's my secret, Cap. I always want fried chicken.
Yeah. The Hulk, just rabid for fried chicken.
You know how, like, the Hulk is Bruce Banner's persona?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
you mean how he turns into a giant Barra Green Wolf?
I think that's exactly, like, I'm willing to bet that was the original concept for him.
You know, it's really good for Marvel to say fairy rights on such a broad stage.
Well, see, they didn't is the thing.
Oh.
Now, hear me out. Here's my theory.
I'm so ready.
Here's my theory for Marvel. So there was some fucking genius out there who's like, he's going to turn into a big green wolf.
Sexy wolf man.
Sexy wolf man. And then someone was like, nah, it's too hot. Can't have this. I will literally bust a nut every time I open the comic book. So
we got the fleshy Hulk.
We gotta make him humanish.
Fleshy Hulk.
I hate that.
You don't like the flesh Hulk?
I prefer the furry Hulk.
Fucking furry.
Unsurprising.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, we're here to run a podcast. A podcast where we review Vocaloids.
Dang. Who could have seen that coming?
Now, you may have thought that we're stalling, and that's because this week's Vocaloid kind of doesn't have much material on them. Today we're doing Prima.
She doesn't have much official material, but I'm really ready to rip into all the other material surrounding her.
Yeah. So I think we should dive into it. We're going to be talking about appearance first off.
Absolutely.
And we're going to be talking about sort of two appearances here, because there's kind of two versions of Prima. So first off, we're going to talk about the Taiwanese release of Prima, where they gave her like this kind of cute like opera singer style outfit. She's meant to be a soprano opera singer, and so they've given like this traditional Chinese opera outfit with like hints of high tech,
like the tail
look. Yeah, the tail.
I do like that part of her design. I'm not a huge fan of the blue that they used.
Okay, that's interesting.
I don't know, I'm just not vibing with it.
Well, here's my main interest. I think the design is lovely.
Okay.
They need more contrasting colors. So I think the dress being blue, that like that nice player blue, works. Yeah. I think that would be good. But then the tail should not be the same color.
Yeah.
And that bit of green that she has.
The leaf?
Yeah, the leaf. That leaf does not contrast enough.
It's so, I personally don't like the design.
Oh, really interesting.
It doesn't grab me. I don't instantly see it and go, oh.
Hear me out here. I think if that leaf was a contrasting color, something that popped compared to that blue, it would be much more interesting as opposed to turquoise and then green, which is very close to turquoise.
It's just a less blue turquoise.
Yeah, 100%. So what you end up with is kind of a boring look.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
To be honest. With the cool high-tech fox shit.
Yeah, the foxies are kind of cute.
But I don't get what it has to do with her, like her thing. Like she's an opera singer. What does the high tech have to do with the opera singer? Or were they sort of like, oh, she's a robot. Quick, jam some tech on her.
That's a very good point, actually.
I'm not vibing with it, you know?
There's no thematic through line for it.
Exactly.
No reason for her to be a fox.
There's no reason for this season.
They basically made her cat fox girl for no good reason.
Look, you don't have to have a good reason to make people foxes.
Ooh, I think I found out, actually.
Oh, yeah?
I believe there are joint lines on her body. I think she's meant to be an android. Kind of like how Sweet Anne was Frankenstein bride style.
Okay, that makes sense.
I think that she's meant to be like an android dressed up as an opera singer. So that gives a justification for the look.
It gives a justification.
However, that doesn't change the fact that the colors are just uninteresting to look at.
And they're just, I just don't like it.
No, it's not good. So I think we should look on to the second second look thing that we're going to be doing, which is Primina.
Yes.
Primina is another look. It's like a derivative from the fandom, I believe.
Yeah. Like, okay, so this Vocaloid, from what I can tell, has multiple derivatives.
Yeah. Like, because there wasn't much to work with.
I think, well, the English fandom just seemed to pick it up more, I think, than any, like, the Taiwanese or Japanese fandom.
Yeah.
They just seemed to pick her up more because she was one of the English ones and just sort of ran with her and did as they pleased, and it ended with some very interesting outcomes.
Choices were made
for Primina.
So Primina is basically a young version of Prima. It's her as a teenager.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? It's another boring outfit. I'm going to be real with you, Chief. I don't like the dress.
Okay. The art style, just, it gets me.
Oh, I don't care about the art style.
Well, I do.
Okay.
Fuck off, I do.
Okay.
The art style gets me because it makes me think of a lot of horror RPG maker games.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That I used to play a ton of. So we're talking like Witch's House and...
all the classics.
The father or whatever. Mad father or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it gives me that sort of vibe with the shading and the square face.
Yeah.
And I'm just sort of like, I have a soft spot for those things.
Yeah.
So
you quite like it.
I can see that it's not the best design. Like, it definitely needs some fixes, but it hits my nostalgia point where I can't fucking see past it.
It gets you real good. I know, I get you. So, like, the thing is, I get what you mean by the art style.
Yeah.
I can see why you'd have that nostalgia vision for it.
Yeah.
I just think the design's not that interesting.
That's fair. That's fair.
And please don't take this as me bashing that artist in particular.
No.
I just think that, like, the accepted look is not too interesting to me.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I feel like with the official Taiwanese look, they went too over the top. And with this one, they toned it down a bit. And that worked more. And I think it worked more for her sort of opera singer vibe.
True, she does look a lot, I would argue, more Western opera singer look.
It's definitely a more Western opera singer
look. So
we've got to
admit that we're going at it from that angle.
Oh,
yeah.
God, yeah. You're right. So, yeah,
I do like the flower in her hair, though.
The flower in her hair is very cute.
It doesn't have the sweet Anne issue of being a stupid robot flower for no good reason.
But JT.
Yes.
What does the flower on Prima Ina do?
It looks pretty.
That's literally the point of the other flower. And
Sweet Anne?
Sweet Anne.
Yeah. Why is it fucking robotic?
You're not sure that this flower isn't robotic. Show me the proof.
I'm looking at this. That looks like a natural flower. It's part of a hairband. This doesn't look like a stupid waste flower.
You know you can get black roses.
Does not look like a waste flower. The waste flower was bad.
So if a flower is anywhere near the hips, you don't want to fucking
see it. Yeah, get rid of it. Out of my life.
That's the no flower zone.
No flower zone.
Okay. Well, I see where you stand on hip flowers.
I think overall, though, what do we think of these appearances? I actually want to add a new contender to this.
Are you bringing in,
Yeah, I'm bringing in Yandere Prima.
Oh, God.
So the Western fandom
really took it.
Ran with Prima for, actually, I kind of like where Yandere Prima came from. Harper doesn't know this, but let me read out some facts for you. The reason that it came is because if you pirated Prima, it would prevent every other Vocaloid from working.
No way.
So people basically took the pirated version of Prima, breaking their system. It's like, oh yeah, she's Yandere. She's killing all the characters.
Oh my God.
And that's kind of fucking genius.
Okay, now we need an RPG horror, RPG maker horror game based off her.
Yes, please.
Oh Jesus.
The Yandere Prima look is a lot.
Yeah.
In a way, that, like, there's a point where, like, things are too extra. And I love it.
Yeah, actually, they had fun with that design.
The top hat, you know, it's a fun.
It's a mini jaunty top hat with a suit top and then a white skirt, and it's all white.
Yep.
A white skirt and then white formal pants underneath.
Yeah, I like that she has a black collar.
Yeah, I do like that.
I like the hints of red in the app. I actually think it's quite a good design. Is the problem?
It's the issue. Like, I can see how it's tacky.
Yes.
Like, without a doubt, it's definitely tacky, but it's, I don't know, it's just so fun.
It's enjoyable. Like, hey, Yandere is an issue, is the thing I have issues with. However, this design, it's more interesting than the past two.
It's definitely more interesting than the past two, and I definitely have issues with Yandere as a whole, especially because apparently I was looking on the wiki, and just watch out for ableist slurs here. There were other names that she went by, such as Psycho, Primina.
Yeah.
And I hate that so much.
Yeah, psycho and crazy, the terms used. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Yeah.
Overall, though, it's a nice design. I think the issue is, like, if we're going to talk about the designs overall.
Oh, totally.
the official design for the Taiwanese release.
Yes.
Sucks.
It doesn't suck.
It has issues.
It has issues. It has issues. And maybe I'm only thinking about it now because you pointed it out.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because we're coming from a Westerner perspective.
I don't think that removes color theory though, from the example.
Oh, shit, true.
Like, if you look at like traditional opera singer wear.
That's true. Which I didn't do. That's bad research on my part.
Hey, you know, sometimes you got to have the history nerd there.
Yeah. But you are the history nerd.
That's what I do. But like, if you look at traditional Chinese opera, it is bright, colorful outfits.
Oh, and I love that. Like,
it pops.
I don't know what it is about her. Well, I think maybe it's the leaf. I don't know.
I genuinely think it's just because it all blends together.
I feel like, it all blends together. I feel like if the dress had more length, more flow, more pomp, impressiveness to it.
And I think if it needs more contrast to it.
I think that's where either more contrast or, more contrast.
More contrast. More make greens. The tail... make it more obviously robotic. Like, there's just a few differences, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Like, what if, right?
Mm.
Going with the fox vibe that she's got.
Yeah, I like it.
Make the headset like an orange, red to white sort of color. Mm-kay. Make the tail like an orange to white, and you change the dress color to be like a contrast of those colors.
Ooh, maybe like a green.
Yeah.
Like and a so pastel then, green.
I'm not great at like actually coming up with those. I can critique it. I can't make the colors. But like, if you have that stuff together, right?
Yeah.
What you then get is you get something that like, looks into like a naturalistic cyborg vibe. Interesting. And gives a better overall impression. Like, I don't know what colors to choose exactly, but it's just better than something. Nothing.
Well, yeah. See, I think if we take her current design and like do that thing where there's like lights on like the tail and the ears and they're like a bright neon green or something, or even orange if we really want to get into the contrast, I think that would just make it a bit more interesting.
I also think if there was more tones to the tail.
Yeah.
The tail is just turquoise. The headphones are just turquoise. Like, put in some color distinction.
That's why I said the green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, overall, I'm going to say it's a negative.
Yeah, same here.
As much as, like, Firmino, slightly better. Yanzare, prima, fun to look at. Like,
yeah.
It's overall a negative because the official art is what we have to really.
Exactly.
Which leads us to personality.
Oh, yeah.
I got a few little details on personality.
Hit me with them.
I went on to TV Tropes. Thank you, TV Tropes.
Bless.
I don't like everything about you, but you got some good stuff. First of all, we had the yandere aspect, which we've spoken about.
Yeah, don't love it, folks.
Not the best. And like, I like it's a creative way of coming about it. Still an issue.
They definitely did great creative with it.
Like, yeah.
Fantastic, guys. Be creative. Just maybe don't do that.
You know what I love?
What do you love?
Characters who are just so kooky and love to murder. All right, I'm going to rant for a second.
Go for it. This is our podcast.
Part of my uni studies, I'm doing a reading on a crime novel called Wyatt.
Oh, God.
Don't read Wyatt. Wyatt has the most egregious femme fatale I've ever met in my life. Her name is Candy Kane, spelled K-H-A-N-D-I Kane. The first scene you meet her, she's described as having unholstered breasts that are sent having a massive reaction after she shrugs. You know how just, like, shrugging just sends the titties crazy, you know? She's doing murders in go-go boots and a short skirt. Every scene that she's in, she's fucking described as just the most, like, male fantasy. You could tell the author's horny for every scene that she's in, and it's so upsetting.
It's so gross, man. Like, seriously.
It's like the Western version of the yandere, because she's also murder crazy and just so kooky.
And damn, those titties be flopping like those fish on land.
Oh, boy, howdy. It is a weird trend, but like the whole thing of like people finding mania hot.
Yeah, don't get it.
It's ludicrous. Yandere is another example of this.
Like, it's literally that trope.
Yeah. It's fucking...
I'm so confused.
Fetishization of mental illness. That's cool.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah, it's strange. It's really strange.
I'm looking at this. I'm reading this. And you know what? I don't have the energy for
it. Don't have the energy.
I don't have the energy.
You know, that's fair. So I'm going to move on from that.
Bless.
Yandere. Her name's a pun.
Oh, yeah. Prima Donna.
Yeah, I hate it.
Prima Donna.
This was a negative against Sweet Anne. It's a negative here.
You don't like the pun names?
Don't want the pun names.
What if, like, the other names were puns and we didn't realize because we're not, like, natively speaking that language?
You make a valid point. I'm going to move away from that so I don't have to consider it.
I don't want to think about my words.
It's a beautiful thing that I can come back to in the future, right?
Yeah, like, and say you're wrong.
Yeah, exactly. I'll admit I'm wrong.
No,
fuck
you
yeah.
would. You're good.
There's a great bit in, like, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure in part 7, I believe. I've only heard about this. I've never read it. But the two main characters are like these two cowboys going through the desert, right? And there's a bunch of puns that Araki has written in there that don't translate to English. So you're reading the manga and they're just like, hey, Zeppeli, what's this? And then just yells a random word as an answer. It's like, and it starts cracking up about it. It's like, oh, this only works in Japanese, huh?
Oh, I love it.
It is just one of the best.
See, that's always fun. Those little like,
little quirks?
Little quirks. A little bit quirky. You know? You know what? It's Jack-Jack's quirky escapade.
Excuse me?
Jack-Jack's quirky escapade.
Please explain what this means to me.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Jack-Jack's quirky escapade.
There we are, folks. We did it.
We got there. I'm furious.
Joke.
So yeah, here we go. Here's a quote from the panel.
Please.
The guy's like, hey, I just came up with something, an original gag. But listen, I'm only going to do it once, so pay attention. Only once, all right? Look at my fingers. How many am I holding up? He holds up 4 fingers. Mm. Your main character goes, 4? And he goes, excuse me, let me pass. And then they all start laughing.
I'm so confused.
And that's it. And he's like, oh, that was a good joke. Well done.
It probably is a good joke.
100%. It's just very funny how much it does not translate.
It's just not at all.
It's very enjoyable.
It's really funny.
So I'm hoping those names are like that. Just very stupid good puns. What I have for notes, though, on the personality of Prima.
Hit me with them.
She is a shrinking violet, according to TV tropes. Because if you look at the Taiwanese artwork,
yeah,
she is shyly glancing sideways.
She's a little meek.
Yeah. While her chibi form shows her standing pigeon-toed. Tight-lipped and blushing.
That generally signifies shyness.
Exactly.
But I feel like there's a difference between shyness and shrieking violet.
Listen, I'm going off what TV Tropes is telling me.
You are, and I'm here to criticize.
Yeah, TV Tropes doesn't always be good. What else we got? Unusual ears is a fun note on here because of the weird headphone ears.
Huh. Does that mean like all like people with cat ears have unusual ears? But what about that one manga where they all have cat ears until they lose their innocence?
Excuse me? Hello?
I believe it is called Loveless. It's not good. Very problematic.
That sounds not great.
Would they count as having weird ears if everyone in the world had ears like that?
Yes, because we're coming at it from the cultural standpoint of art culture.
Do elves have weird ears?
Yes, what? Yeah.
What if you have no ears?
That's unfortunate.
What if you have 4 ears?
That's impressive.
Because you've got your cat ears, you know, like
yeah. Yeah.
And then you've got your human ears.
There's a reason all cat people have their hair conveniently covering where their human ears would be. So we don't have to answer this question.
I really like the ears that come out from the side and then go up.
Oh, you like the blossoming ears?
The blossoming
ears. Yeah, I like that.
It's like realistic.
Folks, if you couldn't tell, we're trying to talk about anything but Prima right now.
Yeah.
It's yandere. That's all we got. And that's not interesting.
It's not interesting, guys. Nope.
Which actually will take us to voice now, I think.
Gosh, moving quickly.
We're like 22 minutes in. Whoa. 23 minutes in.
I don't know time.
We've been sidetracking a lot.
Excellent.
I hope this is good content.
I've never experienced time in my life. I'm always shifting through a constant state of...
extremely big mood.
Couldn't finish it. Didn't know where that sentence was going.
My song for us today that I've come to show to the class is Heartbreaker by Kazucha.
This is how to be a heartbreaker.
I will end you.
She's so many Marina and the Diamonds songs in one. She's a prima donna girl and a heartbreaker.
We have to end this podcast.
I'm funny, guys.
I'm furious. Here comes... I'm so happy. What did you think?
I like her voice, actually.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's the best part about her.
It's the best part about her.
I think I so Heartbreaker is like a metal song, but with like a lot of MIDI instrumentation.
Which I love.
It works well. Her voice, as it's operatic, works perfectly for metal.
It's so weird, but yeah.
So I said this with Lynn and Ren.
Yeah.
But it's like, Rin and Len, sorry. I've done it again.
You fucked up, son, and I didn't even notice. You're fine.
Yeah, excellent. But like, I really like their voices because they nailed the 14-year-old vibe, right?
Yes.
Like, they're meant to be kids, they sound like kids.
Yes.
This is meant to be an opera singer?
Yeah.
It sounds like a fucking opera singer.
It's as close as you can get with a synthetic voice, I reckon.
Like, it has a depth to the voice.
Yeah, and I love that. Like, because especially, like, you listen to other songs, and she can go low as well.
Yeah.
And it'll still sound good.
Yeah. No, she was very much made to be, like, this broad, powerful kind of voice.
I know.
It works really well. And while Mako, right, for example,
yeah,
was like a powerful low voice,
yeah,
didn't have that operatic vibe.
Definitely.
So
definitely.
I think it says a lot that someone heard her and went, I can make metal out of this.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool.
It's like, yeah, again, fandom showing its creativity.
Yeah.
People making absolute magic with this shit.
Yeah.
And I'm so down. Yeah.
I'm living for this. It's good. It's a good voice.
It's a good voice, people. Do you want
to... Let's hear your voice.
Would you
your song.
Would you like to partake in my music?
I have to leave.
Well, I'm doing,
I think it's called Lilium, which I know, God, isn't this fucking amazing?
Yeah,
because it's, I believe the song at the beginning of Elfin Lied.
Oh, yeah.
For those people out there, it's an extremely edgy anime about girls with cute pink hair that kill people by ripping their limbs from limb.
And also get infantilized.
A big time. And I think they also count as a yandere trope, so...
Oh, definitely.
There you go.
Hello, welcome to our Hot Takes Ben anime.
It's full circle, people.
It just fits perfectly. Let's hear it.
I'll break it out.
So that one really went for the opera vibe.
It really went for slow. Yeah, it really went for the opera vibe. That is an operatic song. But yeah. I honestly actually enjoy her voice more in yours.
Yeah, you reckon?
Yeah. Maybe that's just because I am partial to the rock and the roll.
Well, I think both show off her voice in different ways.
That's true.
Think like that one shows her being traditional opera really good.
Yeah.
And I think the metal one shows her being like, yo, she can do other shit, right?
Yeah.
I think it's the best part about her voice.
Definitely, definitely. That's a positive on the voice, I reckon.
Yeah, definitely positive. I really appreciate that it is just that quite a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I like that it hits the opera style. Like, it has a goal and goes for it.
Actually.
It has a personality to the voice.
Yeah.
I guess we got to rank it now.
Now,
I've just flipped a coin.
Okay.
I pre-flipped the coin.
Good on you.
And it got heads, which means that we have to rate her against Kaito first.
Ooh, oh.
Now, if you remember for Kaito,
yeah,
liked the appearance, liked most of the personality,
and liked most of the voice.
Liked most of the voice, yes.
It was not full love voice.
No.
But see, with Prima,
yeah,
we don't like her design.
No.
We don't like her personality.
God, no.
But we do like her voice.
Yes. I think it's clear that Kaito wins this, right?
Kaito definitely wins this.
Yep.
You see the little fighting matchup screen and they're like boxing and Prima just goes, no, I'm good actually.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk away. And Kaito's just like, oh, fuck
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Instant win. So that means then we have to rate her against Mako.
Okay, so with Mako, we liked the appearance.
Yes.
Didn't like the personality.
Nope. We like the voice.
We like the voice.
Mostly like the voice.
So it's...
Again, that's a straight win.
That's a straight win.
Mako wins this,
yeah.
Which puts her up against the worst Vocaloid of all time.
Sweet Anne.
Sweet Anne. Now I know where I sit on this one.
Yeah, okay.
Can I say it?
Yes, say it.
Fuck Sweet Anne.
I know you hate Sweet Anne.
She's just so boring.
And I think in this case, Prima's voice is stronger than Sweet Anne's.
Much stronger.
So I'm willing to put her above Sweet Anne.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Hey, folks, I have a thing for y'all to look up. Please look up... Sweet Anne, I saw mummy kissing Santa Claus.
Oh, it's so...
It is one of the most surreal YouTube videos I've seen in my life.
It's literally like, you could. It's a creepypasta.
It's creepypasta. It's creepypasta waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Sweet Anne scares me. Sweet Anne is uninteresting at the same time somehow.
Her face is just so.
Her look is boring.
Her look is
too much and boring, and that's an impressive combination. Her personality is nothing.
Yep.
Just nothing there.
Nothing.
And her voice isn't that interesting
to me.
You're
really ripping into Sweet Anne.
Fucking, she's going to be the bottom of the list for a while. That's my prediction. That's my belief.
Not so Sweet Anne anymore.
Yeah.
She's a bit more like Sour Anne. Ha ha. Bits.
Nailed it.
Making the jokes.
Boom. Ha ha. Destroyed.
Take that, digital diva that doesn't exist.
We win this battle.
We're probably more likely insulting the people who made her. But they don't care. They probably have more money than we do.
Oh, definitely. What, two uni students who work part-time? Yeah, boy, casual even. No, like...
trying to get part-time.
Yeah, we can only hope. So that means that... Primo.
Yeah, Primo.
Goes into our number four spot.
Yep. Second worst...
Vocaloid of all time. Great voice. Yeah. Man, I wish they had the rest of... Well, here's the thing. Okay, I was doing research, right?
Yeah.
They're planning on doing like a re-update of some of the older ones.
No way.
If they re-update Primo...
They could do a lot with her.
She could be a powerhouse.
Oh, she could though.
We'd have to do a re-update version of her.
I would be so down to do that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So long as it's good. If it's not good, then I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I'll come out of retirement to do it. I don't care.
What age are you retiring?
I don't know, podcasts.
That's not an age though.
Look forward to him up to like episode 81. I'm like, man, I'm 5 weeks out from retirement.
Yeah, probably.
And
honestly,
then I'll get killed. That's just how the rules work.
You can't stop podcasting or else you'll die.
Yeah. Yeah. That is the podcast curse.
It appears so. Like, we helped with the podcast once and now we must continue to create podcasts.
Yeah, like Zane is our like podcast maze master.
Yeah, we have to navigate this maze. So please consider leaving us a review and liking us to help us get out of our podcast maze. If you like our stuff, then we'll stop doing it.
Yeah, yeah, that's actually, you know, wait, hang on. I'm not sure if that's how that works.
Free us.
Free us, please. I just imagine, you know those like kids' maze shows where you're like, oh, I've got to do puzzles and get through the Tower of Terror and that kind of stuff.
And it's got like slime and a time limit.
Yeah, exactly. It's that, but podcasting. That's what being a podcaster is like. You're putting through eternal like trials to do that.
No, it's not. Podcasting is way more fun.
Yeah, that's actually quite true. And there's a lot less like weird gatekeepers.
And a lot less slime.
Thank God for that.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed this episode that was just filled with tangents.
A lot of tangents.
What's the word I'm looking for?
A lot of tangerines.
No, that's not what I was looking for.
Unfortunate.
A lot of padding. A lot of padding. Not wanting to talk about Prima.
Just sort of sidestepping her entirely.
Honestly. Check us out on Tumblr at ratealloyd -between-each-of-those.tumblr.com.
I feel like we plugged it at the beginning.
Yeah, I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
Follow us at Twitter at @LloydRate on Twitter.
Yeah.
Follow me. Follow Harper. That's at the start of the episode. It's slightly less important.
Yeah.
I hope you've all enjoyed. I hope I'll see you all next time.
Bye.
Bye. Tune in next episode for Gakpoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.